Hi guys, welcome to the next episode of our Northwich podcast, and I'm with Leanne at Davenham's CW9 here in the middle of Davenham. Hi Leanne, how are you doing?
I'm very well, Ian, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. So pleased that this place has opened, reopened.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Brilliant for the community. Brilliant for Davenham, and brilliant for me too.
Yeah, fab. So let's talk a bit about you before we talk about the business. So you're a local girl originally, are you? From the area?
I am local, from Cheshire, born and bred, yes.
Okay, very good. And you live nearby?
I live not many yards from here now, yes, so work is on my doorstep.
Yes, indeed. So you can't really have any excuse for being late?
No, can't be late, and I do tend to stay here a little bit longer than I should as well.
Yeah, well, when it's your own business, it's hard not to do that, isn't it?
I know, but there's a lot of love in it, so it's great.
Yeah, that's lovely. So, tell me a bit about what you love about living in this fab little village.
Well, Ian, I've been here about 8 years now, and I love the community. I love the amenities, the fact that we've got every train that we need just around us.
Yeah.
Schools are great too. Yeah. I've got a little grandson, so all around the schools are great. And it's just kind of in my bones. It's like the heart of Cheshire, really, for me.
Yeah, it's in my bones. It's lovely, isn't it? And I always think with Davenham, there aren't many villages that have everything that Davenham's got.
Oh, gosh, Ian, we've got more than we could ever want.
Yeah.
More than we could ever want.
The range of shops, petrol station, the spa that's open, the convenience store opposite, all these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Obviously, the new Indian that's opening.
Indians coming into the village, yeah. Two nice pubs.
Yeah.
Cricket club.
Coffee shop.
Bowling,
the list goes on.
No, we do have it all here and around, so it's fabulous.
Yeah, it is. So if you've got a bit of spare time, which I'm sure isn't that much now, but if you've got a bit of spare time, where do you sort of go with your social life? Where do you go to eat and drink? And
socially, I would take we would take ourselves over towards Tarpley.
Yeah, okay.
We love the Fox and Barrel.
Yeah.
That has got to be... it's just on my bucket list for every time of day when I want to eat and drink. And coasting Tarpley.
Yeah.
But what's also nice as well is the walking when you go to these places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
It's so nice. It's lovely.
Do you venture Knutsford Way at all?
I do tend to venture Knutsford. Got a lot of time to go and be with my friends in Knutsford. It's kind of like we go there for an hour and might stay for six.
Yeah.
So yeah, Knutsford's great. Lots of cocktail bars.
Yeah, yeah.
And lots of great restaurants too.
We always think with Knutsford that we love living in Davenham, and it's less than 15 minutes drive to Knutsford, isn't it?
It is.
It's on your doorstep.
Yeah.
But obviously much more affordable to live here than it is to live there, you know.
You kind of get the best of both worlds because you feel like you've gone out.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you come home as well. So
and you can always
really
get the train
nice.
From Lostock, can't you, if you want to get the train?
We do that as well.
Yeah.
We have done that. You can always leave one car and pick it up the next day.
Yeah, okay, your experience.
Kind of been there, done it, yes.
Cool. Okay, so let's talk a bit about Davenham CW9. So this coffee shop was here for a few years, wasn't it?
It was.
Maybe a couple of years, 2 years, something like that?
I think the history of it is about 6 years.
Okay.
Obviously before and after COVID.
Yeah.
I think about 6 years.
Right, okay. And then we were all gutted in the village when it closed.
Everyone was really gutted.
It's a hub, isn't it? And you come for a coffee with a mate and get a bit of food and stuff, and there was nowhere other than the pub to eat.
And that's
and
it.
And sit in.
And not everybody wants the pub.
No.
And it's not the right environment for the children and things like that. So I used to walk past it all the time and go, it needs to be loved. Mm-hmm. It wants to be loved and it needs to be loved. And we bit the bullet with that one and started the takeover in April of this year.
Okay.
Took us a few months.
Okay.
And then we got it to this. I have a massive passion for cooking. So everything you see on the menu is from me.
Okay.
It's not pinched from anywhere else.
Okay.
The ideas, the marinades, how it's presented, that is all me.
I can tell you the soup is amazing.
Thank you. It's a bit challenging now because we have to make sure we put a different one on each time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That Ian's not had. He's not had this one. And I think along the line somewhere, I think we will have the story soup.
Oh, I like that. Can I pick the flavour, by the
way? Of course you can.
Maybe we've got to do a vote in the office.
Yes.
Yeah. Thai chicken for me, if you like.
I think we can try that.
Okay, so talk to me a bit about what you offer then. So what sort of things do you offer on your menu, drinks, food, that sort of thing?
So we do breakfast, brunch, and we do private dining in the evenings, okay. which is exclusive for somebody that wants to book it for an event, a party, a gathering. And with that, we create a menu for the customer.
Right.
Wow. So we sit down over a coffee here in Debenhams, and we talk about what they'd like, and we create that menu for their family and friends, okay. or whoever might be in their party.
Oh, how nice.
And in the day, the breakfasts and brunches are all your standards, what you'd expect to see, even black pudding, your hash browns, the good old favourites, mm-hmm. can't get away from them. Mm-hmm. So we do Eggs Benedict, we do your eggs avocado,
yeah, okay.
right through to your brunch, on your flatbreads, all homemade soups, salads, great. Obviously, and they're going to come more as the seasons change.
Of course. So what's the, I was having a look at your menu before, the eggs, the medley.
The egg sabji.
Mm.
So they're
what's
all in sabji.
Okay.
They're Indian spiced.
Mm.
I went to Indian cooking school some years
Did
ago.
You?
And that is like, it's like a big speciality in a family of Indians that come
okay.
together, and that's one that feeds all the family.
Right, okay, lovely.
And it's an amazing dish. We serve that on sourdough
yeah.
with the sriracha.
Nice.
Dressing, and it's really tasty, mm-hmm. and it is a big, big seller.
Okay, that sounds good.
Brunch buns, they're a massive seller as well. We cater for vegans, we cater for vegetarians,
wow.
and then we cater for people with a sweet tooth.
Yeah, lovely, which we can sort of see behind us there,
yeah,
aren't we?
We've got all the cakes.
Yeah.
Again, locally made. We have one lady from the village,
yeah.
and we have another lady from Cuddington.
Right, fab.
That supplies our sweet treats.
And when are you open? What are your opening hours?
We open 8:30 till 4 Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 3 on a Saturday, and then 10 till 1 on a Sunday.
Fab.
And then obviously the evenings for private dining, functions and
yeah.
events.
Okay. The 8:30 thing is a good thing, I think, because I think you catch... How busy are you between that in that 8:39 window?
To be fair...
Do you get people at school dropping and coming in?
To be fair, we're still finding it... With us only being open 4 weeks, we're still finding when our busiest times are.
Okay.
And to be honest, 9 o'clock right through then is when we kick
right,
in.
Right.
So that 8:30 is really nice to be here.
But at 9 it gets going.
But yeah, people do love still coming in. It's people love a takeaway. We still get the odd few takeaways.
Okay.
But people do want to come in and sit down.
Yeah.
So 9 o'clock, just after the school drop-off, and when people are up and about, we really kick in
there
then.
Times.
And what people love is they like eating off a plate.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah.
Because you can go and get takeaway from other places in the village that are also very good.
That's it.
Can't you?
Yeah.
Dexter and Hensley, obviously, is very good quality stuff.
That's it, yeah.
Which is
brilliant.
Lovely. But if you want to sit down, then you need to come
back. That's
here,
it. Right? And that's what people love.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I target. I want people to come in, sit down, eat the food, and love it.
And what was never really made much of previously before you took over was the outdoor area. Now, wrong time of year, probably. But that's going to be nice in the spring, summer.
Yes. The outdoor area is at the moment set up for people, you know, if they've got dogs or they
yeah.
want to sit outside on a nice crisp morning.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got doggy blankets outside and some
nice.
Little dog biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just lovely to sit outside with a hot chocolate in
yeah,
this
course.
In this
oh,
environment.
Nice. Today would have been lovely, I suppose.
Today's been really busy
yeah.
outside.
Right,
we have
right.
it lit up.
Yeah.
And then we do say, do you like a candle on the table? Would you like a nice little candle? You
yeah.
know, to set the mood.
Yeah, yeah, lovely.
But we're at that time of year where it is still nice if we've got a lovely day to be able to sit
to
outside.
To do that, yeah.
yeah.
My parents who live in Malton, who are retired, they go for walks and they've been in a few times and
oh,
I'm sure
lovely.
They'd love to come and sit there
yeah.
on a nice crisp day.
And
yeah.
we do have blankets as well
yeah,
so people
fab.
Can snug and
get
warm.
Old, so.
Me too.
We all are. Cool, okay, anything else you'd like to share about Debenhams while we're on air, as it were?
I'm just so pleased to be in here offering what I love doing best and the community that I've been in, the feedback from everybody, so happy it's opened, and the people that are coming in, we're getting regular faces now, people are telling people, so that makes me really happy and it makes me want to give more to the community.
Yeah, lovely.
I love listening to what people, oh, would you try this maybe?
Mm-hmm.
How about this? And I say, would you like something different?
Mm, yeah, great. And you've got the flexibility to do that, haven't you, as a small business?
Yes.
Like we have. when you're part of something bigger, you can't do that.
No, you can't.
No.
And I do say, like when people come in and say, what do you cater for vegans? And I say, well, tell me what you want, mm-hmm. and we can make it.
Yeah, great.
That's what I say. If we've got the ingredients, we can make it.
Fab.
So I want people to look at a menu and go, they don't have it. I want people to go, it's not on, but could you?
Yeah, okay, that's lovely.
And that way, I don't want anybody to leave. I want them to say, well, we had to wait a bit longer, but we got it.
You'll also get more repeat business, I'm sure, by doing that.
Well, we are seeing that now.
Yeah, good.
I mean, we had a young couple in today, and as soon as they walk in, I go, you want to know soup of the day? She goes, what is it? And then they have a chicken flatbread, mm-hmm. and the chicken flatbread is a marinated chicken on flatbread, mm-hmm. and they work from home, so they come in for that probably twice a week.
Yeah, great.
So, yeah, and we're getting a lot of, you know, people that spend a lot of time walking in the village.
Yeah, yeah.
They come in, coffee and fruit toast.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
You know, and we cater for everybody. If they want a big meal, they can have a big meal. If they want just a slice of fruit toast and a nice hot cup of coffee.
Lovely.
In a nice cup, then this is where to come.
I'm honestly not surprised that it's busy, because you've done it very well and you offer a nice selection of stuff. But above and beyond that, I think it needed it. The village needed this
yes.
sort of place.
But it was here before.
Yeah.
So I feel the challenge is to keep people coming back now.
Okay.
Because I knew the village wanted it, because it was here and it was closed. So I do feel there's a lot of effort from me to listen to what people want.
To keep them coming.
And to try and keep them coming.
Yeah.
And obviously to bring more people in from around the area.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, I was saying before we came on air that Kingsmead, I always think of Kingsmead as such a big area where they haven't got a cafe, have they? Haven't got a coffee shop to go and sit.
Nothing at all.
So there's that, as well as David, and plus other areas around as well, of course.
And that's it. And because there's a lot of walking around here, you know, from all the other villages, you can really do a nice walk, come in here for some nice food, hot
pit
food,
stop,
nice drink, and walk it off when you go home as well.
Lovely. Fab. Okay. Well, it's been nice to catch up.
And you too, Ian. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much. Thanks for watching, guys. Please share the episode.